is Rob Oller with Oller's Take Two. Well, the Buckeyes open against Nebraska on Saturday, culminating in what has been the weirdest, most bizarre offseason that we've maybe ever seen, or maybe not. History is a great teacher, and if you go back to 1918 and the Spanish flu pandemic that covered the globe, where almost 700,000 Americans died from the flu, the Buckeyes saw a lot of schedule upheaval that season also. They played 2 weeks, took a month off, and then finished with 3 games, including loss to Michigan in the season finale, the first time the Buckeyes and Wolverines played in the regular season's last game. There would be a big break till 1935 when it would happen again, and then from 1935 on, it's always been at the end of the season. And again in 1942 with World War II, more schedule upheaval, more weirdness because of thank you to Germany and Japan for that. The Buckeyes played Illinois in both 42 and I believe 44 in Cleveland Municipal Stadium as Illinois home games because of travel restrictions and gas rationing made it challenging for Illinois to get home fans. So this isn't the first time there's been real oddity. It is the first time, though, that fans won't be in the stands, at least not many of them, like 1,000 family members of players and coaches, you know, another couple hundred or so media and game ops, and then like 4,300 cardboard cutouts and piped in sound, piped in cheering. It all makes for just one weird day, one odd season, but I guess it's at least it's football. Without it, you know, people wouldn't know what to do on Saturdays. So that's it for this Oller Take Two. Come back the next time. Thanks for reading.